from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Explosions were heard and some drones reportedly spotted in Isfahan, central Iran, where a nuclear power plant and an Iranian air base are located. A senior U.S. official told ABC News Israeli missiles had struck the area, retaliation for last weekend's barrage of Iranian missiles and drones on Israel.
What is crucial at this moment is that the Iranian state media, the mouthpiece of the regime in Tehran, is playing this down. They're saying that nuclear facilities in that area are completely untouched. They're showing scenes of normalcy in the city of Isfahan this morning. And the other crucial point is that the Israeli government are just not owning this strike whatsoever.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. Here in New York City,
the more they try to silence us, the louder we will be.
Protesters set up an encampment at Columbia University, vowing to stay until the school divests from Israel-related businesses. Police broke up all of that, arresting around 100 people. Mayor Eric Adams.
Columbia University students have a proud history of protests and raising their voices. Students have a right to free speech, but do not have a right to violate university policies and disrupt learning on campus.
The United Nations Security Council took up Palestine's request for full UN membership. The U.S. vetoed that, State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
Premature actions in New York, even with the best intentions, will not achieve statehood for the Palestinian people.
He says full UN membership would effectively recognize a Palestinian state. A jury in Nogales, Arizona has begun deliberating the fate of 75-year-old George Allen Kelly, who was tried for fatally shooting a migrant on his property on the border with Mexico in January of 2023. Kelly, a rancher, says he fired warning shots at a group of migrants he encountered but didn't shoot directly at anyone. You're listening to ABC News. Boeing is going to compensate United Airlines for the problems with the MAX series 737.
United Airlines says when the Boeing 737 MAX 9 was grounded, it cost United about $200 million because it couldn't fly those planes. And now it's freezing pilot hiring and modifying plans because of slowed production of the MAX. A new regulatory filing says Boeing will compensate United for the financial damages in the form of credits on the purchase of future Boeing airplanes.
ABC's Alex Stone. We learned of the death of one of the last living co-founders of the Allman Brothers.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern Fried Jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Anenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Tales of our litigious society. The city of San Francisco is suing the city of Oakland after officials there had the effrontery to change the name of Oakland International Airport to San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport. Oakland to make to take a final vote next month. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.